Well, it has been a while since I've done this, so I'm sure it'll be a little rusty. But it is once again time for Melting Pot Radio Hour. My name is Michael Barnes. I have been sequestered in my apartment and in the classroom for the last couple of months, and have managed to climb my way out. And with this newer version, this is a private press record, La Banda Colorada. I've already shared this on the website. A alternate version of Melting Pot. I think the fourth I've found at this point. Though they tried to get sneaky with it and called it South Chicago Mama. But I know Melting Pot when I hear it. So, with this this particular Melting Pot Radio Hour, I'm kind of holding to a promise I made earlier, which was to share music that I got all the way back in January. You know, part of the reason I think this past semester was so just plain crazy was that I went to Cuba, and a day later I was right to teaching, and it was just wall-to-wall, you know, craziness from there on until the end, which was a couple days ago. And so I'm slowly regaining my mind and my energies for other affairs. And so that's what we're doing today. Just seeing where the spirit takes me with all the Cuban vinyl that I picked up on the last trip, all the way back in January. And we'll see where things go. Not sure how long it's going to be, but probably three sets, as is the norm. And there's definitely some interesting stuff I got here for you. And eventually, some of these things will end up on a new version of the mixes that I do of Cuban music from the 60s and 70s, for sure. A lot of stuff should be coming up here in the summer as I get back into the swing of things. But for now, I'm going to start this Cuban-themed Melting Pot Radio Hour with music from Raul Gomez. Tema de la Sierra is the name of this song from Raul Gomez, right here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Hay un jardín donde la espina nada más creció tan solo para ti. Ahora nunca hay que llorar, dolor es parte del vivir, pero el dolor se queda atrás si se sonríe al porvenir. Yo vengo a darte fuerza y fe, yo vengo a hacerte revivir, yo traigo sueños que jamás tú lo has soñado concebir. No desesperes y echa a andar, que iré sembrando para ti todas las flores jamás vistes nacer en tu jardín. Yo vengo a darte fuerza y fe, yo vengo a hacerte revivir, yo traigo sueños que jamás tú lo has soñado concebir. No desesperes y echa a andar, que iré sembrando para ti jamás vistes nacer en tu jardín. Thank you.
una discrepancia popular por el significado de Mendo. Hay una discrepancia popular por el significado de Mendo. ¿Qué cosa es Mendo? Se oye preguntar. ¿Qué cosa es Mendo? Se oye preguntar. Es algo especial que con el Upa Upa llegó. Algo original que Paco lo solupa.
You're listening to the Melting Pot Radio Hour. My name is Michael Barnes, curator of the site and host of the show. And today's episode features music that I picked up back in January in Cuba that I'm finally getting around to sharing with you guys. This whole record is just amazing. From the Orquesta Cubana de Música Moderna. And pretty much all of it is just this like swinging 60s kind of sound. Period of time that I'm just consistently surprised by the variety of sounds as the case continues to be. Now a third trip down to Cuba and still pulling up all kinds of crazy records that I had just no idea existed beforehand. And so this was one I was really happy to find. Lots of kooky organ in there. You heard music from Pacho Alonso y sus Pachucos just before this from his Upa Upa record. Que Cosa Es Mendo, the name of the track. Also music from Hilario Duran, another record I was really, really excited to find. Just nice, almost like the Mizell Brothers in Havana or something. Instrumental record, Nueve en la Noche, the name of the record from Hilario Duran. And La Contrapartido, the name of the track you heard from that. You heard music from Beatriz Marquez, backing from Orquestra Egram. Self-titled record from her, and No Desesperes, couldn't read my handwriting, was the name of the track. I want to say there's another track on that record that has just like an insane introduction. If I have a little time to figure it out, I'll throw it back on here for you. And start things off with Raul Gomez from Instrumental Record. One of the more famous ones from that late 70s period where things got kind of funky in Cuba with the just amazing design, black and white lines, Instrumental, Raul Gomez. Tema de la Sierra, the name of the track. Actually going to start this next set off with more music from Raul Gomez, who was in the group Mirta y Raul, and also in the rock group Los Bucaneros, which is what I'm getting ready to play for you right now, from a 7-inch. I picked up a couple 7-inches from Los Bucaneros while I was in Havana this last time around. And Te Quiero a Solas is the name of the track that you're getting ready to hear from Raul Gomez y Los Bucaneros on this Havana version of the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Thank you. al fin estoy enamorado. Feliz estoy siempre a tu lado. A solas quiero estar contigo, solo un momento.
Y también así se va, por eso para qué preguntar cómo fue. Te encontré, la 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 la, no preguntes, no lo sé, la 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 la, ni siquiera te busqué, solo sé que me acerqué y a tu lado me quedé, y a tu lado, la 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 la, preguntas cómo fue. ¿Para qué preguntar cómo fue? ¿Cómo fue?
¿Cómo fue?
Yo no sé, yo no sé.
¿Cómo fue?
¿Cómo fue?
Así se llamó, Yuya Martínez, así se llamó. Recuerdo que al despertar era dulce, familiar. Pero qué susto, esa vieja, por Dios. Yuya Martínez, así se llamó, Yuya Martínez, así se llamó.
Mis padres esperaban que yo fuera un chico tranquilo, pero la vieja tantos sustos me dio,
que de los nervios a mí me enfermó. Que nana, Yuya Martínez, así se llamó.
Mis padres esperaban que yo fuera un chico tranquilo, pero la vieja tantos sustos me dio,
que de los nervios a mí me enfermó. La nana que nos crió era buena.
Yuya Martínez, así se llamó. Yuya, Yuya, Yuya Martínez, así se llamó. Yuya, Yuya, Yuya.
Paloma con todo. paloma que vive a la par de la brisa, paloma que ríe porque ella es la risa, paloma que espera si vuelve al amor, paloma que llega, paloma que muero. Que encuentro en el mar y el rocío, paloma que pierdo, paloma mi abrigo, paloma sin nombre de imagen helada, paloma con todo, paloma con nada, paloma que un día comparte mi lecho.
Si fuera 10 años más joven, qué feliz, y qué descamisado el tono de decir, cada palabra desatando un temporal y enloqueciendo la etiqueta ocasional. Los años son, pues, mi mordaza, oh mujer, sé demasiado, me convierto en mi saber. Quisiera haberte conocido años atrás, para sacar chispas del agua que me das, para empuñar la alevosía y el candor y saber olvidar mejor. La mujer propone que salte y me estrelle. Contra un muro de piedras que alza en el cielo. Y como combustible me llena de anhelo. Besos sin promesa y sentencias sin leyes. Esta mujer propone un pacto que selle la tierra con el viento, la luz con la sombra. Invoca los misterios del tiempo y me nombra. Esta mujer propone que salte y me estrelle. Solo para verle. Solo para amarle. solo para hacerle solo y no olvidarle. Años de menos no habría esperado. Por sus proposiciones yo hubiera corrido. Como una fiera al lecho en que nos conocimos. Impúdico y sangriento, divino y alado. Con 10 años de menos habría blasfemado. Con savia de su cuerpo quemaría los templos. Para que los cobardes tomaran ejemplo. Con 10 años de menos hubiera matado. Solo para hacerle solo.
might have thought that something else in that mix was like the scratchiest record I had, but apparently this one is. I feel like maybe I just need to do a little more work on it, though. Like it on a playthrough. I don't know. Keeping Vinyl is well loved, let me tell you. A moment ago, you heard music from Silvio Rodriguez from a record of his called Rambo de Nube. That's actually, I think, the only Cuban record that I've actually found out in the wild here stateside. I found it a long, long time ago before I was really, really, really into Silvio's sound and didn't think too much, didn't think too much of it, and I think I gave it to somebody else. And so I was very happy to track down another copy since I've come to my senses. Because that song you heard from it, Con Diez Años De Menos, is just an amazing song from Silvio Rodriguez once again. Also in the set, you heard music from Frere Mariah. Paloma was the name of the tune that you heard from her. Elena Burnk was also in the set from a 7-inch. Un Dialojo, the name of the track. Los Van Van in there from a collection called Sabor Cubana, or Sabor Cubano. Yuya Martinez, the name of the track from Los Van Van, kind of early stuff from them. Maggie Carlos also in the set, and that started off with the very kind of 60 sounding things, also from a 7-inch. No Preguntas Cómo Fue, the name of the track. And start things off with Raúl Gómez and Los Bucaneros, also from 45. Which all of a sudden has disappeared from me. That song was Te Quiero a Solas from Los Bucaneros. In the background is music from Juan Pablo Torres and Algo Nuevo. This was something that I was unaware of, and it seems like a collection. It's called Vuelo Espacial Conjunto, and it's basically like a bunch of kind of spacey tracks. Intercosmos is what it says on the front, and this is Andre. Hold on a second. Andromeda Son. It's like Andromeda Son from Algo Nuevo. And I'm gonna do my damnedest to kind of fix up this vinyl. Hopefully, clean it up for later days. Thought I'd have this last set be some of the at least for me, it was more surprising, I guess. There's some stuff from the 80s, and a lot of it's got kind of weird synthesizers and electro kind of sounds. The first of which is not actually from Cuba, it's just a record I found there. It's actually a record from Romania called Breakdance 2, which features some like medleys of 80s kind of stuff that, you know, like electric boogaloo kind of breakdancing kind of things. And then it has this song, you're getting ready here, which I think is kind of crazy, called Soft and Easy, from what's described as the Electric Chord Orchestra. And Doru Dancio, or something along those lines. And then a whole bunch of synthy Cuban stuff to close out the show. Hope you enjoy it, right here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Oh. Thank you.
guys, so that is basically all I got for you. Closing out that last set was music from Ramon Huerta, Recuento, the name of the track. That comes from a kind of anniversary collection, which features a number of themes and songs from Cuban films from 1961 to 1981. It's kind of 20 years of Cuban film industry post-revolution. Lots of soundtracks. I mean, I had no idea the Cuban soundtrack game was so strong, because we just so rarely even see any films from the revolutionary period. But yeah, it's pretty strong. Also in the set, you heard something from another soundtrack from Frank Fernandez, the Tema de la Esperanza, from the soundtrack to La Gran Rebellion, which I believe was actually a novella about the revolution, of course. But really cool. You heard music from Jose Maria Vitier and his group, which is actually what is going on in the background right now. I originally thought this was a soundtrack. The only music I'd seen from him previously had been soundtrack music. But it's called La Frontera del Deber, the name of this record. The song you heard in the set was Del Lado del Deber, the one that's in the background right now that's going to close us out is called Zona Secreta. This was not a soundtrack, though. This was for the 25th anniversary of the Ministry of Interior, or the Interior Ministry. And, yeah, it's just crazy stuff with a little liner notes by Fidel Castro. Ahead of that, you heard some music out of Romania that made its way into Cuba. Breakdance 2. Apparently there's a Volume 1 out there somewhere. And Soft and Easy was the name of the song. I still don't know what the original of that is. Most of the songs on that record are redone originals, which are kind of weird in and of themselves. The Electric Chord Orchestra, the name of the group from Romania, which came to me by way of Cuba. As did all the music in the show today, which I hope you enjoyed. 3 trips in, and I don't know, like 60, 70 records that I brought back, and I still feel like I know nothing about what was going on in Cuba in the 60s and 70s and 80s. There's just so much music. And pretty much only really digging one spot, Seriosha's in Habana Vieja, which is just the spot with all the vinyl. We'll see what the future holds for us here on Melting Pot. There is a slight chance, maybe stronger than slight, that I'll actually get back in the radio, and so stop doing these crazy Melting Pot radio hours and do something a little bit more together. Stay tuned for that. We'll hopefully let you know in the coming weeks. On that note, I will be getting you more music, including a new mix of Cuban music, definitely a new mix of Brazilian music, and some other things I got planned. So until next time, I'll see you when I see you, and thanks for listening.